Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
With the onslaught of misinformation, widespread lies have sometimes led to widespread threats against individuals and businesses. Now, some of them are trying to fight back in court. Dominion voting systems, families of children murdered in Sandy Hook, a school librarian in Louisiana, all are suing purveyors of misinformation. But are defamation lawsuits an effective tool to fight misinformation? Joining us now to talk about this is David Schultz. He's a Yale Law School professor specializing in media law and director of Yale's Media Freedom and Information Access Clinic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So one of the biggest is the case involving Dominion voting systems. In the coming days, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs are all scheduled to give depositions in that lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion is suing Fox because of ongoing false statements about its voting machines. What kind of impact will this case have?
The hope is that bringing these types of libel suits will have two impacts. One is that they'll serve to correct the record. I mean, ultimately, the trial will determine whether their statements have been true or false. And Dominion is trying to establish, you know, reestablish its reputation and the falsity of these charges. But the second impact that libel litigation can have and hopefully will have is to chill others from continuing to spread lies. And it just remains to be seen how effective that is. Libel litigation is one tool, but it's certainly not going to be the ultimate resolution of the massive misinformation that we're in the middle of right now.
So some have described this case with Dominion voting systems as a once-in-a-generation First Amendment case. Would you agree with that? And why? What's different about this?
Well, it's certainly unusual. Libel law in the United States, or defamation law, has been very narrowly constrained by the Supreme Court in the First Amendment. It has said that because we want to have open, you know, robust, vigorous political discussions in this country, the mere fact that you say something false does not necessarily give rise to a libel claim if it's an innocent mistake. But the First Amendment does not protect lies or knowing falsehoods of any sort. And so these lawsuits can proceed, but they tend to be very rare because typically, you know, major news organizations aren't in the business of spreading knowing falsehoods. So what's really unusual here is the allegation at the heart of this case is that Fox News, you know, which is perceived to be a major mainstream news organization, has been knowingly spreading lies for months. And that's quite an unusual allegation.
So knowingly spread lies, how do you prove that someone knew something was a lie? Can't they simply say they thought it was true?
Sure. And that's one of the biggest hurdles that Dominion will have in pursuing its case against Fox. But, you know, there are a number of ways to show it. The first issue in the case is going to be, is it in fact false? And I think, at least according to the allegations in the complaint, Dominion has gone pretty far towards establishing that these claims that are being made about it are false. And in fact, there are six or seven lawsuits that Dominion and Smartmatic have brought, and all of them have survived motions to dismiss, meaning that judges have reviewed the complaints and have concluded that the allegations, if proven, would sustain a libel claim. So then once you establish falsity, then you have to show that the defendant in the case, here Fox News or some of its personalities, knew, had actual knowledge that it was false, or had serious doubts about the truth and published it anyway. And there's a number of ways to show that. The courts have identified factors like, you know, if a statement is inherently improbable, that only a reckless person would have passed it along, that can be evidence of actual malice. You know, this notion that you should have had serious doubts. And certainly the idea that, you know, Italian satellites were somehow changing votes in the voting machines seems on its face inherently improbable. Another factor that would be an indication of actual malice, not knowledge of falsehood, is if the organization is purposefully avoiding truth. In other words, they're not talking to individuals who have obviously relevant information and passing that along. or if they're aware of contrary facts and they just don't report them. All of those can be ways of demonstrating that they had the sufficient knowledge of falsity to justify a claim under the First Amendment.
I wonder if they can use evidence from Sidney Powell's lawyers. Sidney Powell's a former attorney for Donald Trump. She is actually being sued by Dominion on her own right. Her lawyer said no reasonable person would conclude that her attacks on Dominion were truly statements of facts. How is saying she knew she was lying a defense?
Yeah, I don't believe that it is. I mean, there is certainly a defense to a libel claim if you're merely offering an opinion or if you're using hyperbolic rhetoric that people would understand to take with a grain of salt. But you can't assert something which is provably true or false and then say, well, you should have known I was lying. Except in a, you know, there could be a very rare circumstance like in a satire or a, you know, a sketch on the Colbert Report where you understand that someone is lying. But when someone gives a press conference or files papers in court and later tries to say, well, never mind, you should have known it was all a big joke, I don't think that gets anywhere.
Former President Trump has sued for defamation a number of times over the years. He is now threatening to sue CNN for defamation. Do you think this is sort of an uptick, a trend in defamation cases?
There has definitely been an uptick in libel litigation by people. You know, I said one of the goals of a libel lawsuit is not only to prove truth or falsity, but to chill future speech. And I think there is some legitimate concern that libel law can be misused. As an example, former Representative Dennis Nunes, I think, filed 5 or 6 lawsuits over things posted on Twitter, most of which were readily thrown out at the at the initial stages. And that gives some concern that people who have the wherewithal, the resources to pursue libel claims, even when they're baseless, will be chilling speech of others. And that's one reason that many states over the last several years have passed what are called anti-slap laws. And these are laws that make it easier for courts to throw out cases early on if a plaintiff brings a lawsuit and can't convince a judge at the outset that they have sufficient evidence to proceed, the case can be dismissed and attorney's fees can be awarded against the plaintiff as a way of trying to prevent such claims.
So far we've been talking about some pretty well-known public figures and companies, but what about private citizens? There have been election workers, teachers, healthcare workers who faced threats, and a middle school librarian in Louisiana is now suing because of derogatory postings on a conservative Facebook page that led to threats against her life. Could a defamation lawsuit work to protect somebody like that?
I think it is important. These types of claims get brought when there are false facts being asserted. And, you know, in the case of the librarian, there were statements made that she was fighting to keep sexually explicit material in the hands of minors and made other things that are provably
true
or false.
Even more outlandish things said. Yeah.
So libel, that's exactly the circumstance where libel law was intended to provide a tool. The problem, of course, is when you say, will it work? Libel law is only one piece of the answer. You know, we live in an era now where people are in communication silos. They get their news, you know, they don't hear the other side of stories because they're only getting the type of information they want. And we're also with, you know, most people getting their news on social media now, there's a lot of confusion about who to believe and who not to believe. When, you know, something comes across Twitter or you see it in a Facebook post, there's no way to flag for people if that's from a reliable source or not. And that's contributing to this misinformation. And then you put on top of that the highly partisan political situation that we're in. It's quite a problem. And libel is one way to fight back, but it's certainly not a silver bullet.
David Schultz is a Yale Law School professor and director of the Media Freedom and Information Access Clinic. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.